And you're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Low water is limiting the amount of grain that can be shipped via barge along the Mississippi River. Louisiana Ag Commissioner Mike Strain says 99% of the water in the Mississippi River comes from northern states, and after little to no rain, it's beginning to hinder agriculture shipments.
About 39% fewer barges have made it downriver to the ports below the bridge, so in other words, from Baton Rouge all the way to the mouth, and those barges that have made it are short-loaded.
Strain says the barges are vital in getting commodities from one place to another. Now they're looking at different shipping options.
We need to have multiple forms of transportation, not only barges, but also we need to really reinstitute our ability to take rail and move rail from North Louisiana to our export facility downriver.
Barge rates are expected to increase due to the demand. Strain says this is going to affect consumers financially for different reasons.
We're going to see a continuation of the higher food prices for a number of reasons. One, the erratic weather we've had, the damage both from drought and from excessive rain, as well as supply chain disruptions.
And Louisiana farmers will face the financial disadvantage as the cost of shipping continues to rise. Louisiana State Representative John Stefanski, a Republican, announced his bid for 2023 for Attorney General on Monday. The Crowley lawmaker was first elected to the legislature in 2017. He chairs the House Governmental and Affairs Committee, which was recently at the center of a contentious redistricting battle. The Louisiana Attorney General's seat, which holds the highest legal authority in the state's executive branch, is currently held by Jeff Landry. Landry is expected to run for governor next year. Other possible candidates for the seat include Republican Liz Morrell, who currently works at the Louisiana Attorney General's office, and Union Lincoln Parish District Attorney John Belton, an independent. The election will take place November 18, 2023. More discussions of possibly doing away with Louisiana's income tax. One lawmaker says yes, but it will take a very bold action. More from Kevin Gallagher.
Mandeville Representative Richard Nelson's 2021 bill to end income tax failed to pass. He says income tax revenue will have to be offset in the budget elsewhere, like industrial tax exemptions.
A huge giveaway to major corporations that would probably be here anyway.
He says lowering the homestead exemption would give local governments more revenue to get stuff done.
You don't have a lot of influence on a state level, but you have much more on a local level.
He sounds like a man running for governor, so is he considering that?
I haven't made any kind of official announcement or decision, but it's something that I'm definitely looking at and planning for.
Nelson spoke Monday to the Baton Rouge Press Club. I'm Kevin Gallagher.